It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Derek Chauvin was found guilty of the murder of George Floyd. That took place on May 25th, 2020. So a lot of people reaching out to those who were right in the middle of what took place when this town, Minneapolis, became the center of the universe for many, many different reasons. Keith Ellison was then and now still is the attorney general for the state of Minnesota. He oversaw the case of Chauvin and the three other officers. And Keith is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. As you know, the MPD, in their first news release after a man had died, which was George Floyd, first put out a statement saying a medical incident during a police interaction, that is what killed the individual we now know as George Floyd. Where would we be today, Keith, if Darnella Frazier had not recorded what took place?
Well, you know, thanks for recounting that history, because the answer is I don't know where we would be. I mean, there was video out there, but what really brought the public attention was Darnella Frazier's video. She posted it, I think, my memory is 1:48 in the morning on May 26, 2020. I am an early riser. I get up around 4:40 every day, and that was one of the first things I looked at. And I looked at that tape, and I looked at it again, and I was like, wow, so shocking, so unbelievable, yet it was clearly believable. And so she was one of those young people who rose to the occasion. She wasn't the only one. There was a few other young people who called and said, hey, check his pulse, give him aid, help him. And you know, if they would have listened to them, maybe George Floyd would have survived that.
When was the moment during that week when you first grew seriously concerned by not the protesters, but by the rioters, those who were intent on criminal activity?
Well, you know, I think it was that Thursday, because I had gone out to sort of just stand on the periphery of the crowd just to watch and see what, you know, just to monitor. But it was that Thursday when I was not there. I actually had gone home. The crowd stayed out late, and then when the fire started on Lake Street, that's what really got me concerned. I was worried about people's safety. Quite honestly, I was worried about the righteous protesting that had been done and how it would be tarnished because of that activity. That did concern me, but it certainly did. But I think it was that Thursday when the precinct was lit on fire.
There are people today who will not forgive the authorities, anybody who was in authority at that time, for letting the precinct burn. I thought in the Star Tribune story, where you're quoted extensively, that it was rather interesting, where then police chief Madere Arredondo is saying, we had no choice, and it's basically a miracle that no one was injured among the police escaping the precinct itself, whereas Charlie Adams, somebody you know well, who's been a police officer a long time, thinks it was the worst decision that they could have done. What is your view on letting the precinct burn and the responsibility of people in charge to have more security available to prevent that and to prevent the other criminal activity which was taking place?
Well, I'll say in hindsight, it was not a good decision. But I will say at the time, I don't know. I mean, I was not in the line of authority to make call on that. But I have to tell you that.
Were you talking with the mayor and the governor about that, or was that just out of your purview as the AG?
I am consulting with everybody concerned. But the moment-to-moment conversation about how to handle the crowd that night, I was not in the middle of that conversation, but I was in the middle of other ones, like, what are we doing about the case itself? What are we going to, you know, things like that. So there you go. We all had different roles to play. But I would say that this was a rapidly evolving situation. Easy for some people to look back and say, you should have done this, you should have done that. I don't have any recriminations to make for anyone. I think they did the best they could with the information they had at the time. I think that it is not beneficial to sort of look back and sort of cast aspersions, except to evaluate how we do it better if and when it ever happens again, and how we can maybe help other districts to understand how these things should be helped based on our experience. But look, for sure, you know, politicians like to demagogue every issue. I think it's a good idea to take a look back and say, what could or should we have done better? But to say, oh, this person's to blame or that person's to blame, that's nothing I'm going to be getting into.
Well, if I say this, as someone who watched it every day and believed that just for pure numbers that the MPD was overwhelmed, and I believe the National Guard should have been out a couple days earlier, am I wrong?
Well, I think that there could be multiple things that are right, though. That's the thing, Chad. I mean, you know, just because you might not be wrong doesn't mean that there are not other views. And, you know, again, we're looking at this thing from hindsight. We're not looking at it from what was happening at the moment that it was happening. So, again, anybody who's ever had to make a rapidly evolving decision quickly, you do the best you can with the information that you have. And I think that was done. If you say to me, hey, look, in hindsight, could this have worked better? I'm like, sure, let's talk about that.
It's 43 past 12. The Attorney General of the state, Keith Ellison, is with us. There's a lot to talk about, but the case and also what's going on now. I look at the fact that we're still trying to determine the rightful way to go forward with George Floyd Square, whether it's for him, whether it's for the businesses, whether it's for just passing through and driving through the area, the fact that we have not decided on the rightful path for the third precinct. I just shake my head. You know, and again, this is not the responsibility of the Attorney General, but as someone who believes,
that.
I mean, that's a fact, right? But as someone who believes in Minneapolis and cares about this city,
I do.
Isn't this indefensible that we're not further along with those two areas?
You know, I got to be honest, man. I am so hands full with my job. I don't know what somebody else ought to be doing with their job. I will say this. I've never met anybody at the municipal, state, county, or federal level who doesn't want everything to get done faster, quicker, better, absolutely, and all the time. But I'm not in a position to say who should have done what, when, where, and how. I just not close enough to it to know. I got all I can do to try to manage the Attorney General's office.
You oversaw the case. You hired high-quality attorneys. It's a complicated case. It's a well-covered case.
Yep.
Give me, I'll let you do two because there was so much complexity to the case. Give me the two most essential parts that you believe were required to convince the jury to come back with a guilty verdict on Derek Chauvin.
Number one, we had to centralize the people who were there witnessing the incident as it happened and had to understand that this is not a case where you could just walk in the courtroom, push the video, and then expect a verdict. We did it the other way around. We started with the witnesses and then yet let the video supplement their testimony. Because a video, people can become desensitized to it, but a human being living, breathing, telling you what happened as it happened to them is very, very, it's very helpful to help the jury understand what was really happening at the moment. So that was an important decision, and we started with that. We started with the people on the scene. We moved on to the use of force case. And again, having people like Madeira Arredondo, Katie Blackwell, other officers say it's not what we teach was very important. And then going on to the medical case. And I would say the medical case had to be an essential factor as well, because even today, there's like you see on the internet, people going back and forth on what actually killed George Floyd. Well, what killed George Floyd was him being deprived of oxygen and being unable to breathe because of the subdual and restraint. But you still have people say, oh, well, he had fentanyl in his blood. He did.
But it's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Just because he had fentanyl.
Okay, so let me jump in on that. Because I bet I've received 1,000 texts and emails saying George Floyd died because he resisted arrest and because he had fentanyl in his system. For those folks who truly believe that, you as the Attorney General say what to those folks?
Well, what I would say is just read and watch, actually watch the testimony of, the pulmonologist who is the nation's leading pulmonologist, Dr. Tobin, who explains in careful detail exactly how the deprivation of oxygen resulted in the death of George Floyd. And because of that, he lost his life within a fairly short period of time. it was because of that. And by the way, the medical examiner report says it. I mean, the Hennepin County medical examiner says that the cause of death was subdual and restraint and neck compression. Now, again, nobody's hiding the fact that George Floyd had a fentanyl in his system. He did. But he didn't die from it. People die or expire every day with different conditions that didn't kill them. You know, you might have somebody who died because and they had, I don't know, corns, or they had a heart condition or whatever. But if they're in a car accident and they were crushed, then that's why they died, not because of those other things. And I think that the medical examiner makes that point very clear. I would submit to you that the people who have these alternative explanations are essentially operating on the basis of a political motivation, not science. The science is clear. George Floyd died because he was deprived of oxygen and because of the compression on his chest and his neck and his inability to breathe.
So let's talk restraint, because that was a part of the case recently where Katie Blackwell made some comments towards the fall of Minneapolis and Liz Collin and Alpha News behind it. In the end, yep. Liz Collin and Alpha News won that case. Part of that case points out that 33 individuals from MPD who serve with Katie Blackwell and one from an officer still on staff, they allege that the restraint technique that Chauvin used against Floyd was a part of departmental training. So are those folks lying when they say that?
Well, let me tell you, I didn't follow that case. I mean, I've been a lawyer for 35 years, and so I can tell you that when a layperson says this is what happened in a case, maybe, you know, I would have liked to have been told that you were going to ask about that so that I would be in a position to say, you know, to be able to refute you, but or that position anyway. But I can tell you this.
But these are former MPD officers, right? It's not just me.
I know, but I didn't read it.
Yeah.
So
you're clear. You're clear, though, because, you know, okay, you're clear in saying that Chauvin violated, went against departmental training.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the, so there's no doubt. So we're talking about two different things. Let's talk about what we're talking about. We're talking about, one, did Chauvin and J. Alexander King and Thomas Lane kill George Floyd? Answer, without a doubt. Now, what you're saying is they may have had a legal excuse because allegedly the department condoned the procedure. Well, here's the point. You can put somebody in a position to restrain them, but you must put them in a recovery position as soon as you can. George Floyd had no pulse, and they sat on him for another 4 minutes. What's the justification for that? George Floyd was in need, could have been turned on his side so that he could get a breath. Why not let him do that? I mean, there's no excuse for that. It's unreasonable behavior, and it's wrong. So I do not consider Alpha News a credible source. I don't know if you do or not. I don't. But what I will say is that I don't trust them to tell the whole story. I trust them to tell the ideological story they want to tell.
They did win this defamation case, though.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I'm a lawyer, practiced 35 years. If a reporter kind of ambushes me, hey, this happened, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, it happened. I don't know if it happened that way or not. I know that it's a lot. I know that their cases are often nuanced, and I need to just know more about it, because I will tell your listeners, no one told me you were going to ask me about this case, so I have no way to say what you're representing is accurate. And I'm not saying you're deliberately misstating the case. I'm saying that people win or lose the case. I don't know who lost the case. I don't know nothing about
Well, but let me sum it up this way.
I knew it existed, but I knew the case existed, but I don't know anything about how it shook out.
I got to jump in because I don't have much time. Minute left. The bottom line, though, you believe when the officers were on the stand in the Chauvin case, and when they were talking about what is allowed, that they were telling the truth, that they, if people believe they were lying on the stand, they are incorrect.
I just don't understand what you're asking. Could you do it one more time?
Well, about the use of restraint by Chauvin. When individuals claim that the officers who testified that Chauvin was violating the policy, and when individuals say, no, he was following the policy, you believe the officers were telling the truth when they were on the stand?
I believe that he failed to follow the proper policy. If that's what you're asking, that's what I believe. Yes, I believe he failed to follow the proper policy.
I'll let you go.
He did not, because he did not put he did not render aid. He did not put Floyd in the recovery position when he easily could have done so. And he stayed on top of him for 5 minutes, about 4.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes. I don't have the exact thing in front of me, long after he needed to. So there you go.
I appreciate the time. Need to go. Thanks again, and we'll reach out down the line. The Attorney General, Keith Ellison, on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.